So every year, I get to spend a few weeks of dedicated time, usually during Lent, with the senior youth, looking at faith formation and thinking about what baptism is. We come from a non-creedal tradition as Mennonites, and statements and confessions of belief can feel foreign to us, I think. But we do believe things. Or as Romans says in the language that I love, we allow ourselves to be convinced of things. We do operate out of sets of beliefs, whether we articulate them or not. And so as I was in this conversation with the senior youth, I found myself saying, okay, so maybe confessions of belief are not, they're a bit countercultural these days, but it behooves us to become aware of our beliefs and to choose them with intent, and to choose the people with whom we choose to live them out, and choose the people who will be our mirrors in life. For they will impact our beliefs and our ability to be true to ourselves. So a challenge to the senior youth has to be a challenge to us too, right? That we should all be willing to take up. And so in that spirit, we move into this month of November where we share with one another the beliefs by which we choose to live. This I believe. Someone once told me that the reason shared meals are such an important part of our culture is because sitting at a table brings people closer to each other physically than we are normally allowed by the rules of polite personal space. I don't know what the facts of that are, but I believe this to be true. It's really actually a bizarre thing to do with people, to sit across from them or next to them and chew food, especially when you're doing it with strangers in order to get to know each other. Whoever thought spaghetti and a first date should go well together had an evil sense of humor. But there's something about that proximity, or perhaps there's an intimacy of sharing the same food. When you run into someone on the street or in the grocery store or in the parrot gallery at church, you ask the how are you questions, but you're never quite sure how much time you have to answer or whether anything more than a smile and an I'm fine is desired at that time. You both stand poised, literally, to leave the conversation at any point. There's no assumed understanding about how long the exchange can take. When you're at a dinner table with someone, you can pretty much guess that the person next to you is going to be there for a while because they just made a verbal contract with a server when they ordered the fish tacos. Sitting at a table gives permission to ask a different set of questions than the kinds that you ask in a grocery store run-in. I believe in going out for dinner and getting the same old thing you always got because life is short and it's so darn good. I believe in trying something new, because why not? I believe in tipping the server very well. I believe in having people over for dinner, in being the host, in making the meal, and pondering what each person can and can't eat, and the sort of prayer that you engage in when you think of the people who will be eating the food as you wait for the water to boil, or serve the soup, or stir the soup, or check to see if the pie crust is golden brown yet. In the joy of knowing how much your daughter will feel known and loved when you tell her it's butter chicken tonight. I believe in going over for dinner, in being the guest, in eating what's put in front of you, in letting yourself enjoy a meal whether or not you contributed to it, in getting new inspirations from someone else's spaghetti sauce, in the pleasure of having been invited into someone's home, and the aroma of food you didn't cook when you walk in the door. There's amazing grace in that. I believe people are most beautiful by candlelight, and a table is the place we're most often lit by it. I believe in communion. It reminds me that we are all guests, that we are all the welcomed. It reminds me that we are human, we are embodied, and that the nourishing and cherishing of our bodies is divine and sacred work. It reminds me that we can and should come before God with our physical needs and hungers and advocate for the physical needs of all creation. It reminds me that we are all still part baby, often only be able to begin to grasp the concept of a thing when we taste it or touch it or smell it. And perhaps that's why communion is how we're invited to know and remember Jesus. This, I believe.